You're on the beach chatting up Maya, a gorgeous 5'11 woman in gray scrunch shorts and a matching top. Soon her friends, Arissa and Brittany, arrive. You're surrounded. Maya introduces you, and suddenly the energy shifts. You're feeling overwhelmed, subsumed, flustered by their poise, confidence, and glow. You stand there, lost in their conversation as it floats around you. Maya's like, "Arissa, I love what you did with your hair. So flowing and thick, that's hot." Brittany chimes in. "Maya, those scrunch shorts are so hot. And Brittany, those booty shorts and red tank top are so hot." They continue. "Yeah, this beach is hot. Oh, your Skechers, so hot." Soon you notice they all look even taller. It's then you notice that you're sinking into the sand. Maya is like, "Oh, hey, Chris, are you getting shorter?" Arissa is like, "No, he's sinking. Oh, that's hot. Look how the sand quakes and shifts, caressing him as he disappears. That's so hot." "This reminds me of that YouTube video. You know, the one with the fitness guru who's watching that guy sink into the quicksand? You saw that too? Oh, it was so hot. Say goodbye to your glutes, by the way, pretty boy. Totally. We are so hot. Up to your knees now, you're like, ladies, not to be a bother, but the sand is sucking me in." In spite of your predicament, they notice your boner and the copious juice stain in your shorts. Maya's like, "Oh, that's hot. He's enjoying himself. Look, ladies." You try to jump out of the sand, to twist away, to hide it, but you're surrounded. And the sand makes a squishy queef noise, almost in protest to your struggle. Maya and her gal pals tower over you and continue fawning over each other's hotness as you sink deeper and deeper, your eye level getting lower and lower on the women around you. It's like their hotness, their height, their glow makes them immune to sinking in the sands with you. You, not so much. Up to your shoulders now as you look up at their beautiful forms. Hi, remember me. When you get a sec? No worries, take your time. It's only quicksand. Brittany asks, "He's up to his neck. What should we do? It's so hot." Maya replies, "There's nothing we can do. It's so hot that he's a goner. Look at him." Arissa's like, "Oh, you're right. It's so hot." And you, sweet boy, you continue to babble, but your voice, it starts to sound like a sped up tape recorder as the pressure of the sand compresses your chest until the sand, it covers your mouth. You're like, struggling with a derpy look on your face as the sinking sand continues to gobble you up. Then you disappear without a trace. But you can hear them. Hear them as the women look down at the sand like, "Tough break, but when you gotta go, you gotta go. So hot." Now, a little more than an afterthought, Arissa asks, "So wait, wasn't there a short guy here a few seconds ago?" Maya says, "Beats me. All I know is those Skechers of yours, oh, they're still so hot. Totally hot. Let's go to Super Goop. Then we can get some smoothies. They're so hot. in a cold way. Then we can do some hot yoga together in our stretchy pants. Oh, that would be so hot. You're so hot, Maya. And you're so hot, too, Larissa. We're all just so hot. They saunter off as the last bubble of your breath reaches the surface in an unceremonious bloop. Mmm. That's so hot.